Are you ready to ignite your business and achieve your full potential? Welcome to Building Success Stories, the podcast that empowers entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm Ann Donnelly, and I've spent over four decades in the business world. I've witnessed the power of perseverance, innovation, and strategic thinking firsthand. We'll explore the stories of successful entrepreneurs and business leaders, and we'll delve into the practical strategies and mindset shifts that can propel your business to new heights. Get ready to be inspired and motivated to take your business to the next level. I'm here with Nicole Rothy in what's going to be her new studio in downtown Saratoga. Hello, Nicole.
Hello,
Anne. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
When are you expecting to open?
December 1st.
December 1st. Very exciting. So, and what's the address here?
It's 2 Franklin Square, unit CD.
CD. So it's ground floor.
Yes.
Very exciting.
Yes. So I have ground floor, so I don't have to worry about people coming with stairs. There's parking, so you're able to park, which is always a nice feature. So,
Yes. So you are a physical therapist and a licensed...
licensed physical therapist and a certified
personal
trainer, nutritionalist, pre- and postnatal. I think that's...
You've got all the good qualifications.
Yes.
And that was one of the things I liked about you, is that you have the physical therapy aspect as well as the personal trainer aspect.
Yes.
If someone's got special needs, you know what you need to do to get them there.
Yes. It's not just, you know, I can help people get into shape for vacations, for weddings, you know, different things like that. But also if you're recovering from an injury, surgeries, anything along those lines, I have that background and knowledge also. So I can help with that. Anybody, like if you run out of physical therapy, because again, insurances only allow you a certain amount of sessions and things like that. So you could always come to me after that. We can work together. That's actually how I got started in the business was I was a physical therapist for, and I still am for a very long time. And it just got very frustrating that a lot of clients would come to me and say, you know, I'd be like, I have to release you because the insurance company isn't going to pay anymore, but they weren't better. Or they were coming to me and they had a knee problem, but I knew it was because of their back, not because, you know, so yeah. I was going to, you know, kind of put a Band-Aid on what the problem was, but I wasn't allowed to touch their back because the prescription said you could only work on their knee.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this is, you know, starting this business, this has allowed me the freedom to be able to say, hey, you're coming to me with a knee problem, but it's because of your back or it's because of your ankle or different things like that. And then we can kind of work overall.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for me, this is a lifestyle. This is not a quick fix. Most people, the weight didn't come on overnight or the problem is chronic. So you're not going to get fixed in 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 13 visits, whatever.
It's the big picture.
Yes. Yes.
And how long have you been doing this?
My gosh, it's been physical therapist. It'll be 30 years next. Yeah, 30 years in 2025. And then I started the personal training business in 2007. So you did.
So you're very experienced.
Yes.
And you've seen a lot of different
issues.
You've worked with a lot of different kinds of people.
Yes. I can do, you know, right now I currently have 2 clients who have Parkinson's. I have a client who has multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, through to working with a woman who just became pregnant. So we're going to take her through hopefully her entire pregnancy.
Her smart of her.
Yes. So I have that. And then I have, you know, a bunch of men and women who just kind of let themselves go. And now the kids are out of the house and they're like, I actually have time to take care of myself and do things for myself. But then I also do the sports end. I interned with the New York Yankees. I've worked on New Jersey Devil players. I've worked on pro wrestlers. I've worked on New York Giants, Jets.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of can do the whole gamut. It's not just, it's not just one specific type of clientele that I work. So, and I've known since I was 13 that this was what I wanted to do. Yeah.
I just very passionate.
I love it. I love it. I love the challenge. I love the, it sounds corny, but I feel like I'm changing people's lives. Like people who thought, hey, I'm never going to be able to, I'm working with a woman right now who has a really bad chronic back problem. She's in her 50s. She hurt her back when she was 18. And now she's like, I always thought that this was going to be a problem. And she's like, I'm doing things that I never thought that I would ever be able to do again. And I mean, I still get this.
Right. I'm still going to meet you on here.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yes. 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 So.
That's great. So what prompted you to open your own studio?
I consider myself a concierge, physical therapist, personal trainer. So I go to people's homes. They could come to me. I had worked out of gyms pretty much my whole, I had worked for physical therapists and things. And then when I switched over and I started training, I worked out of gyms. And then during COVID, I kind of was like, oh God, gyms closed. What am I going to do? And I made the pivot and I started doing things online and having people come into my home. I just turned my living room into a small studio. It was people who I knew. We kept our distance. We all wore masks. We were, very careful. And absolutely loved it. And I thrived. The business took off. And I was like, this is my niche. I don't need, because having a physical therapy background, I don't use a lot of equipment. I'm very much into the free weights, the bars, the bands, things like that. Using your own body.
You don't need a big gym.
Exactly. And so after COVID kind of eased up and everything, I had moved into an apartment complex that had a gym and I was training out of there for a while. And then I just started thinking, I was like, you know what? I should probably just open up my own space. And I kind of started asking people and this kind of just fell into my lap. I think I said it one week and then the next week.
It's a bit of a location.
Happens.
Yeah. So at a time when like real estate is kind of funny, it's downtown Saratoga especially, it's great that you got the spot.
Yes. Yes. I got very lucky. I felt like as soon as I walked in here, I was like, oh my goodness. Because I've never had my own space. I've always worked out of other people's spaces or freelanced or, like I said, went to people's homes and things like that. So this is my very first adventure into my own space. So I'm excited, nervous,
right.
All of those things. But I think, like you said, I'm in a great location. It's a great space. It's going to give me a lot of opportunity to open up to doing some things that I was kind of not able to do just because of the confines of where I had been working out. So,
yeah. Including, so when you walk in, there's the reception area where you can be selling merchandise and other things people might be needing to train, but also your Mary Kay.
Yes.
So that goes good with the whole package, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. And I figured, I'm going to have simple things like gift ideas also, but if you come in and you're like, oh my God, I just came in from work and I didn't get a chance to wash my face or anything, I'm going to have stuff available for that. Or if you're leaving to go out afterwards or whatever. I think the two go hand in hand because, again, as you start to feel better about yourself, you start taking better care of yourself. And so now it's like, oh, I should be washing my face with something better. Or maybe I want a new lipstick. Or I have absolutely no idea how to put my makeup on. Maybe you can teach me. Or what kind of, do I have hooded eyes? Do I have close eyes, distant eyes, all different things like that. So I like that they'll be, married together.
Yeah.
In that aspect.
It's a perfect fit.
Yes. Yes.
And also to build community, like we were talking about, perhaps dance fitness class or things like that, where you can have other people coming in and also promoting other people's things in the area that are going to work well with what you do. And I think building the community is a way to take your business to the next level.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, cute little boutiques right in downtown Saratoga. I'm going to have I'm not sure if it's going to either be like a cork board or bulletin board or something where people are going to be able to leave business cards. Or again, if there's something going on in downtown or in the area or whatever, I love to help other small businesses, especially women-based businesses, to thrive and to grow. So I'm open to, doing different events here. The acupuncturist that I see is right across in the next building. And we've talked about doing, a collaboration, maybe a Saturday morning informational thing. I'm thinking of possibly hiring a massage therapist and, again, doing what are the benefits and the different types of massages and, different things like that. Or even doing a small, a shop day where, it's kind of like a women's day and there's a massage therapist, there's an acupuncturist, there's a nail person. There's a woman here who does the IV hydration, have her here, and again, just try to kind of build on the community together.
Yeah.
Cause we all are very similar in wanting to help people and the type of people we're helping. And so, you're going to know 10 people. I'm going to know 10 people. This one's going to know 10 people. So let's bring them all together. Now we've all got 30 people instead of I only have 10.
So it's always better to be open about working with others, especially because it's not direct competition. It's all complementary.
Yes. And I just, I never look at competition because I feel there's more than enough business out there for all of us. And a lot of it is personality based. I can have, all the knowledge and all the letters after my name and all of that stuff. But if you and I don't hit it off and we don't get along, you're not going to want to come here, or you're going to come here kicking and screaming. And I don't want that. I want you to come. Not that you're going to enjoy it. I try to make it fun, but you're still working. You're still going to leave sore. You're still, every once in a while, it's going to hurt. in a good way. I never want to hurt you. But if we're not getting along, if we're not feeding off of each other, if you're not, for lack of a better term, if you're not going to listen to me, then you're not going to get the benefits that you want. And then I'm going to be the, rotten, stinking physical therapist, personal trainer who didn't help you. And that's no good.
Yeah.
I'm in this business because I want to help you. I know I can help you. Just give me the chance. Let me show you, I can do this. But I need you to at least meet me halfway.
Exactly.
I always tell people, hold my hand, believe in, I've got you. I'm not going to let you go. I've got you. Use my belief, use my faith, use my trust, use my all of that stuff. And I'll get you to where you want to go. We're in this together. We're partners.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to drag you.
That's the hard part. And like with any kind of service-based business, because I have the same thing, I can teach people how to do their marketing, but I can't make them do it.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So, but you can motivate, and I'm sure that's a big part of what you do too.
Yes.
Is to get people to believe in themselves, like you were saying.
Yes. Yes.
That's the magic moment when someone says, I never thought.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You showed them that they could. And then that is then going to motivate them to keep going.
Yes. Yes. And it's hard when, even for marketing, it's hard when you don't have a tangible product. With Mary Kay, it's very simple. Wash your face with this. Use this moisturizer. Put this sunscreen on. Use this anti-aging. Things like that. I can show you the proof, that type of a thing. But with the, personal training, physical therapy, I can show you pictures of, people I've worked with. I can show you, the reviews, the praises, the all of that stuff. But I can't, there's no guarantee. I can tell you that, I believe and I know because I've done it so many times, but it's not here. Here is this phone and this is going to do.
Do this many times for this long, and yes,
lose X amount.
It's just not a formula.
No, No, because everyone's different. Everyone's body's different. Everyone's body responds differently. It also depends, you know, we get very, you know, for lack of a better term, up close and personal. I need to know, you know, what are you eating? How's your stress? Are you sleeping? What's going on in your life? You know, bathroom routine, you know, all of the water, all of those different things, because that all plays a part into, you know, how is your body responding to the workouts? You know, if you haven't slept very well, I'm not going to push you. We need to take it easy a little bit. Do you have a lot of stress going on? Maybe we need to do a little bit more cardio, a little bit harder. You know, the cortisol levels, all of those different things. You know, women and men of certain ages, you know, they say women go through menopause. Men go through menopause also. It's different, but they have their struggles. Also, family history. Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have cholesterol? Do you have a heart issue? Do you have, you know, all of those different things? So it's not, you know, it's not, I'm not a typical gym where you walk in the door, you sign up, you pay, you know, $20 a month and off you go.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people, once you sign on with me, you've got me. I'm texting you, you know, later in the day. How are you feeling? What did you eat today? How did you sleep? If I see you 3 times a week, you're hearing from me 5-6 times a week. Even just a quick little text. How are you doing? Are you drinking your water? What's going on? You know, different things like that.
Yeah.
Because I've, you know, it's relationship based, and it's about the more you trust me and the more I can show you that, hey, wait a second, she does have my best interests at heart and she does want me to succeed with this, the more you're going to release and the more you're going to trust me, the more I'm going to be able to push you, the better your results are.
Yeah, because if someone's skeptical, that's always, there's going to be resistance, and that's a good kind of.
Exactly, exactly. Yes, yes. So, and I, you know, I've been through it. I've, you know, played sports through my entire life, and I've had, you know, multiple injuries and surgeries and things like that. And probably my biggest moment was after I was in my accident.
Yeah.
So I know you know, but in 2010, I was thrown off of the back of my ex-husband's motorcycle and sustained a traumatic brain injury and severe concussion. I was in a coma, and I had to relearn how to walk and talk and read and write. I still have a blood clot in my brain, and I still suffer from, you know, side effects from that. Short-term memory is bad. I do still get migraines, different things like that. But I know, you know, and I was on so many different drugs and medications, and, you know, and thank God they saved my life.
Yeah.
But it started to get to the point, and I just kept saying to the doctor, I'm like, just let me get back in the gym. Get back to the gym. Yeah. Like, I can't, because the blood clot and this and that. And I was like, whatever I have to do, and still to this day, I have to watch, you know, my heart rate. And I wear a heart rate monitor if I do any cardio or anything hardcore to keep an eye on. Yes. But that saved my life.
You had that spirit, though, to get back and get yourself physically fit.
Yes.
So that you could continue with what you love.
Yes, yes. And that was one of my fears, that I was, you know, not ever going to be able to go back to doing what I love. So I, you know, take every day not for granted, because I'm like, wow, I could not be doing this. You know, and there's a lot of, you know, since I moved up here, now 6 years ago, I moved up here 2018. Nobody up here knows me before the accident. And so when I tell people my story, or they, you know, hear about it, or, you know, things like that, they're like, wait, what? Because they're like, wait, we can't imagine. And then they'll see pictures or whatever, and they'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know, you know, I notice little things. My mom, you know, rest in peace, she would always point out things. Like, if I get really tired, sometimes I'll slur my words, things like that. But, you know, my doctors are always like, you're just a walking miracle. And I think I then take that, because I know what it did for me, that I just want to help as many people as possible and be like, look, if I could do it, you guys can do it.
Case study of yourself.
Yes.
Going into it.
Yes.
So
yes.
You just have that understanding for people.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard. You know, it's a struggle. And I had weighed the most I'd ever weighed in my life. And a lot of it was because of the drugs and things that I was on. And again, I needed them because they helped save my life. But I was like, no. We can work through this and make changes. And that's not to say, you know, I have a couple of clients who are diabetics and they'll always be on, you know, diabetic medication or, you know, statins or, you know, high cholesterol or things like that. But just overall health. Yeah. And even sometimes just the mental aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're stressed and, you know, to come, I know, like, I'm always like, wow, I should work out angry more often. I live happier. I do better. I get so much, but I'm happy. I'm just like,
that's the stress buster.
Yeah.
As well.
Yes. So, yes. Yes.
That goes, that's a good mention.
Yeah. And I tell people that, you know, find what you love. You know, I love to lift weights and I love to lift heavy and that's my thing. I'm not really a big cardio person. Like, put me on a treadmill to walk or run and I'm like, okay. I'm bored. Yes. You know, I like more of the plyometrics and the, you know, jumping around. And I just got a little rebounder, which is the little mini trampoline. And like, things like that to me is fun. But some people, they like Zumba, they like dance, they like yoga, they like Pilates, aerobic thing,
yeah,
spinning, you know, find what you love. Even if it's just walking, just find what you love and or enjoy. You don't even have to love it. You know, because if you enjoy it, you're going to do it. If it's a drudgery and you're just like,
right,
I don't want to do this, or
it's no point because you're not going to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, sometimes you do, like with physical therapy and things like that. I mean, you have to do that. And that's why I try to make it fun. You know, because I know you're hurting. I know you're going to hurt. I know you're going to be sore. So I do try to make it as, you know, painless as possible.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, you know, I've got broad shoulders. This is going to be a love-hate relationship, and that's fine. The more you hate me, the more I'm doing my job, because then that means you're going to love me in the end.
Get the job done.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, that's kind of the whole aspect. So I'm excited about opening the studio. I'm excited to introducing what I do to more people, because I know it is kind of a specialty. You know, I'm not the typical trainer, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with the typical trainer, but I kind of bring a little bit more to the table.
Yeah.
So
definitely. So how can people work with you? So currently, up till now, you've been working one-on-one pretty much with people.
Yes.
Doing sessions. What do you suggest being a good time frame, like a minimum, say, for people? Like, you were talking about how some people were limited with their insurances, but ideally, what should people think about when they're coming into a relationship with you?
I like to tell people, at least, you know, in a perfect world, if you could do 3 times a week, all of my sessions are an hour long. I don't really like half-hour sessions. I can do them.
You're just getting started.
But you're just getting started and you're done. And there really isn't a lot that you can get into that. Because I like to, when I work with people, I like to break the body parts up. So you're doing more exercises per body part. So you're going to see the results faster. And this way also, it's very funny. A lot of times people come in and they just want to start training. And then as we break the body parts up and we start doing, and when I say break the body parts up, so just say on Mondays, we do chest and back. And on Wednesdays, we do legs. And then on Fridays, we do shoulders and arms. You always kind of want to do a push pull. Mm-hmm. So like, if you think chest, you're pushing, and back, you're pulling. Legs is always on its own because you're working the two biggest muscles in your body by working your quads and your hamstrings. And so that takes a lot of cardio, which it takes a lot of oxygen. So your heart's really working. So to throw in other muscles along with that, it just takes away from being able to work your legs. And then shoulders and arms. You want to have enough time between when you do chest and back and you do shoulders and arms, because even though you're working shoulders and arms, your chest and your back are still involved because all those muscles are related and connected. So when I, so that's kind of breaking the body. I can change it up. I do change it up again. I try. Everyone is everyone gets their own workout. I'm not cookie cutter. So if I have 10 people who walk in here, you are not, it's not, okay, today's chest and back for everyone. Everyone's doing the same exercises. But it's funny, as we break the body parts up and do that, people start to all of a sudden, hey, I have a knee problem, or I have an ankle problem, or I have a back problem, or I have a shoulder problem that they knew that they had, but they've kind of learned how to
get by.
And now we're working the body.
It's probably causing other problems because you're favoring
yes,
the problem.
Yes. Yes. So it's very interesting that people come in and they're like, problems. And I'm like, there we go. Because again, if you were in an accident when you were younger, if you fell, if the way you sit at work, I mean, there's so many different things that can cause things to flare up. I mean, now with everybody raking leaves and everything, everybody's their knees, their backs, their shoulders.
Back and shoveling snow.
Yes. Yes. So there's all different, and it's so funny. So many times people come in and they'll be like, so I don't need my trainer today. I need my physical therapist. And I'll be like, what did you do? So I usually tell, you know, again, like I said, if it was a perfect world, 3 times a week, and I usually will tell people 12 weeks. That gives us, again, because we're trying to figure out your body. Do you have a fast metabolism? Do you have a slow metabolism? Are you eating properly? Are you eating enough? As women, we tend to think, oh, we have to lose weight, so we stop eating or we eat less. And that's not necessarily always the case. You know, if you don't eat enough, then your body goes into what they call starvation mode. And then everything that you're eating, your body is storing. So even if you're eating salad 3 times a week or 3 times a day, you're storing because your body's like, I'm starving and I don't know when I'm going to eat again. So you're like, I'm eating salad all the time, still gaining weight.
Yeah.
Or, you know, are you drinking enough water? So it takes us a little bit to kind of get you on track to figure out your body, where your strengths and weaknesses are. Do you have any injuries that we're having to work out and things like that? So, you know.
And time to build the good habit.
Yes. Yes.
So that, you know, it becomes more of a lifestyle than just I'm going. Because I think a lot of people are so dependent on their personal trainer. Where ideally you're working with your personal trainer, but you're also building it yourself.
Yes, yes. I just, I've actually read it twice and listened to it because I think this book is absolutely phenomenal, is the 5 a.m. Club, which I had always heard how great getting up at 5 a.m. and all that stuff. I get up at 4:15 because I have early morning clients and I'm like, well, does that mean I have to get up at 3 a.m.?
Okay.
But you make it work. But anyway, this is, it's a phenomenal book. I'm telling everybody that they have to read it. But in the book, it says 66 days, consecutive days to make it, which I was surprised. But then I was like, yeah, you know what? Because I had always heard 21 days and I've done things for 21 days. I think most people have probably tried to do things for 21 days and it doesn't stick. The 66 days makes a big difference.
Yeah, the productivity tools that I use in the one thing, they do 66-day challenges.
Yes.
And that's something I've been doing for 5 or 6 years.
Yes, yes. Makes a big difference. So if you figure, if you're doing 12 weeks, you're getting 66 days in there. And again, you're not just getting me 3 times a week. You're getting me pretty much every day where I'm texting, even just a quick text to say, hey, how are you feeling today? What did you eat today? What's going on? Did you have enough water? And again, we work up. You know, I give most people when they start with me, I give them like just a basic general meal plan. I don't call them diets because as soon as people hear the word diet, they immediately are like, okay, I want Oreos and the Cheetos and the Fritos and I'm going to Taco Bell on my way home. So it's a meal plan. This is a lifestyle. I'm not going to tell you you can't have your coffee. Not going to tell you you can't have your wine, a piece of pizza, different things like that. You're doing it every day, a couple times a day, whatever, then we need to sit down and have a conversation. But so most people, like when I start with them, they get a little pamphlet from me and there is a meal plan. And it just gives, you know, 3 suggestions for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, things like that. But then we can get into the nitty gritty.
Yeah. As you're working with them, you're discussing these things.
Yes.
Help them work out if they've got a special dietary needs or things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, if you're dealing with health issues, a client that I'm working with right now, she's got rheumatoid arthritis. So we put together a whole anti-inflammatory meal plan for her. A couple other clients, you know, have severe allergies to nuts and fruits and things like that. So again, it's a work in progress and figuring out what's going to work best for your body, making sure you're getting enough protein, are you getting enough fats, are you getting enough carbs? You know, the biggest thing, people are like, oh, you know, I cut out carbs, I don't eat bread, I don't this. Carbs are your body's fuel. It's kind of like, you know, the protein is like, I kind of use the example of carbs. Protein is the oil. So your car needs the oil to go. But the carbs are your fuel. If you don't have gas, it doesn't matter how much oil is in the car's not going anywhere. So it's finding that balance, you know. And again, carbs are not bad. It's what types of carbs. I mean, strawberries are carbs.
Yeah.
Bananas are carbs, but they're good for you. It's just,
yeah,
what are you eating in combination? You know, different things like that. Are you eating enough? When are you eating? Is there enough, you know, time between when you eat your last meal and you go to bed? Do you work swing shifts? All different things like that.
Throws a whole other aspect into everything.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, and I go as simple as putting a plan together with people to, I've actually gone to their homes, emptied out their cupboards and their refrigerator, taken them food shopping to them. Okay, this is taking people food.
I'm taking people food shopping.
Yes.
Because, like, I don't, you know, I try to be as
tempting
when you're starting.
Yes. And it's amazing, you know, getting people to start reading packages and labels and things like that, because they're like, you know, it's a crazy thing. I put some cranberry juice in my water halfway through the day. Just, it helps to flush your system, keep your kidneys working, all of that stuff. And not that long, maybe a year or so ago, the cranberry juice that I was using, I don't know what made me look at the label, but it wasn't, it says 100% cranberry juice. It was not 100% cranberry juice. There was grape juice in there, there was apple juice, which was fine. But I'm like,
but you want to know,
how can you tell me this is 100% cranberry juice with all those other juices in there?
Yeah.
So,
like tricky labels.
Yes.
Read your labels, people.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You're learning a lot.
That's good. That's what I want. Yes.
Absolutely.
So as far as working with me, I have a website. I have a Facebook page. I have an Instagram page. They can find me all over.
So your website address is?
www.thepinkmamba.com.
The Pink Mamba.
Yes.
And that's your handle
on Instagram and Facebook.
So look for the Pink
Mamba. The Pink Mamba. And that nickname came along.
I was wondered.
Yes. I love Kobe Bryant. I just think his work ethic and drive, determination, all of that stuff was just amazing, phenomenal. The legacy that he has left is, you know, in not just the sports world, but in the world, you know, anybody can, you know, rise up with the right determination and hard work and all that, which is, you know, basically what I've done my whole life, twice, or probably more than that. But, and his nickname was the Black Mamba.
Yeah.
And so, because of Mary Kay with the pink, and pink actually has been my favorite color since I was a baby. It's not just because of Mary Kay. My mom used to say, if something was brought to me and it wasn't pink, I threw it out of the crib. She's like, I didn't think babies could see color, but she's like, if it wasn't pink, like if she handed me, like, you know, my sister's yellow blanket or something like that, she's like, out of the crib it went. So pink has always been my favorite color, my color. People see pink and they immediately think of me. It's kind of a funny story. They pre-planned my grandmother's funeral, and so she went to help pick out the casket and all of that. And when they saw one that had a pink lining, they're like, that would be the one to call me.
Yeah.
Yes.
A girl's got her color.
Exactly.
Pink too.
Yes. Yes. So that is how the Pink Mamba came along, because I am very driven, determined, focused. Tell me I can't and I'll show you that I can. Just always trying to be very positive, try to find, okay, what lesson can I learn in this? This obviously happened for a reason. Let me learn the lesson quick so I don't repeat it. So, and then just, you know, that positiveness and trying to bring to other people and, you know, leave that as my legacy, I guess, is to help to change people's lives and to feel better about themselves. And again, especially, you know, especially in this country, obesity is so rampant. And it doesn't have to be. You know, it's just as you know, the amount of time that it takes for you to order your food and pick it up from McDonald's or have it delivered from DoorDash or anything like that, make something quick if you have the right things in your home.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, this huge gourmet meal. You know, or even some of the, like some of the smaller places around here, they're starting to do meals where you can go in and pick them up and they're healthy and they're fresh and things like that. So just trying to gear people in that direction. So it doesn't have to be fast food. And also fast food doesn't have to be that, you know, there's so many different options and things. So just that's where the big. That's where the Pink Mamba came from. Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
So pinkmamba.com, or is it the Pink?
It's the Pink Mamba.
Thepinkmamba.com.
Yes.
And the Pink Mamba on Instagram, Facebook,
or something. Yes. Yes.
So is there anything else you want to include?
Can you think of any?
We've covered all.
Okay. Any questions? I think the, I do want to start doing, I don't know if it's necessarily going to be a blog, or I would like to do like either a Saturday or a Sunday morning, like on Facebook, like a live.
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
And having it be, if you were sitting with a nutritionalist, a personal trainer, a physical therapist, a skincare expert, whatever, what questions would you like? Maybe I'll have people post them like the day before, and then I can kind of read through, or I can pick a couple or something like that. Again, just trying to build up, you know, my
following.
Yeah. You know, have people realize that I'm here. Like I said, I moved up here in 2018, originally from Jersey, born and raised. I think you can take the girl out of Jersey. She can take the Jersey out of the girl.
Yes. Your area code's 201. I recognize
New
Jersey there.
Yes, yes. Well, we will. So if you, you know, if you call me, call you back and you see a 201, it's me. Yeah, yes. I can't get rid of you know, so I just think, I think it's just going to be a matter of getting out there. Like I said, launch date, aiming for December 1st, and then I'm thinking in January I'm going to do like a challenge.
Oh, excellent.
Because most people, yes, their New Year's resolution is I want to get in shape, I want to work, you know, all of those different things. So kind of along the lines, I'm still kind of tweaking it, but kind of along the lines of the, like the Biggest Loser that used to be on TV years ago. So it's not just going to be, hey, you lost 10 pounds, she lost 15. He lost 20, he wins because he lost 20. It's going to be a percentage.
They're going to have their personal goals.
Yes, yes, yes. Because everyone's different. I mean, I can't, you know, everyone can't come in and say, I want to lose 50 pounds.
They don't need to.
And again, it depends on, you know, your body weight, your percentages, things like that. You know, I'm not big into taking measurements. I don't really like to weigh people, things like that, because people get numbers stuck in their head. And you have to remember that a pound of fat is the same as a pound of muscle. You know, I always kind of say, if you have a pound of poop and a pound of gold,
right?
It's still a pound, I'd rather, but it's still a pound. But for muscle, it takes up less space. So, you know, if the muscle replaces the fat, you're less fluffy. Muscle burns more fat. So the more muscle that you build, the more fat you're going to burn. So again, it's going to be percentages. It's going to be, you know, different things like that.
Commitment. Different times of the month and things that are going on in your life are going to affect it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So you're not thinking like, oh, I went backward. And it's like, no, next week it could, you could be back on track again.
Yes, yes. And I've seen where, you know, people will start in the first, you know, 2 weeks or whatever, they lose, you know, 5, 7, 10 pounds. Some of it's water weight. Some of it is just you're releasing some stress, different things like that. And then all of a sudden you'll gain 3 pounds. It's not, you know, I always tell people, even the snail got on the ark. It's slow and steady. My very good girlfriend of mine, she, in her son's bedroom, had little quotes all around his room when he was a baby. And the one that I always loved was, even the snail got on the ark. So, yes. So it's not, you know, when people call me and I'm getting married in 6 weeks and I need to lose 50 pounds, I'm like, well, good luck. Because you're not going to do it the healthy way, the smart way, the, you know, any of that stuff. You know, the weight didn't come on overnight. It's not coming off overnight. And you're going to have those fluctuations. And that's why it's important to work with someone who knows what they're doing. Because, you know, if we're working together and we see, you know, consistently for the next couple of weeks, you're gaining weight, it's like, okay, what's happening? And then it's, well, are your clothes feeling better? Because maybe you didn't have you're thinking you have a ton of weight to lose, and maybe it's not. Maybe it's, we just need to replace the fat with the muscle. So the scale might not change too much, but now all of a sudden you're fitting in your clothes better, or none of your clothes fit because they're all too loose, or different things like that. Then it's like, okay, no, you are losing the weight. It's just, we're replacing the fluff with the muscle.
Yeah.
If that's not happening, then it's okay, what is going on? And I've sent clients to their doctor to say, okay, something's not right. We need to investigate this further. I've had clients come with, you know, knee problems, shoulder problems, back problems, and I've done everything that I can. And then I'm like, okay, you know what? You need to go see a doctor, get an MRI done, because something's going on, because everything that I've tried to do is not helping. And now I need to make sure what's going on, because once I see the MRI, then it's like, oh, okay, you have a torn meniscus. I can work with that. You don't have to have surgery. Oh, you have a slipped disc. Okay, let's try this, 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 and this. Or no, you know what? You need to have surgery. This physical therapy isn't going to help this.
But you can help alongside a lot of those things. But it's great that you've got that experience that you can identify those things and know when it does need to go to a doctor.
Yes. Yeah. I try, you know, again, I try to do the best that I can. But again, I'm not going to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. And so if I see things that are like, yeah, we need to kind of investigate this further. This is, you know, out of my range, you know, go and have this looked at. And a lot of times that's exactly what it is. It's a hormone imbalance. It's a thyroid. It's a, you know, there's a whole gamut of different things. I also work with people pre-surgeries. I'm working with a woman now who's going to have knee replacement. She's having both knees replaced, but I'm working with her to build up her quads and hamstrings and her calves and her balance and her abs and all that stuff. So she's going to recover quicker.
That's a from great point.
The surgery.
Yes. Don't wait till after, because your recovery is going to be that hard.
Yes. Yes.
That is a great point.
Yes. So again, having that, the physical therapy background and knowledge, I know what to do that's not going to hurt your knees or make them worse or make it where you know, you're crawling out of here. But again, the stronger you are going into any type of surgery, any type of anything, pregnancy, any of that, is only going to make your recovery, for the most part, you know, there are exceptions to every rule and all of that stuff. But again, for the most part, people do recover better, faster. And I've had people didn't do it for the first leg and do it for the second. They're like, wow, I should have done this with the first one too.
So that's great. So we'll keep an eye on the social media. Yes. Do you have a newsletter that you send out for the personal training?
I'm working on that. Hopefully that will launch January 1st, and that will, I'm not sure if that's going to be monthly or like quarterly, because there's different things. Like every couple of months, there's different things, you know, like
once you're going to be having, you're going to maybe having events.
Yes.
So for now, follow you on your social media, and then you'll know when you're opening up. Special events and things like that going on.
Yes. Because we're going to do like a grand opening. So I'd love people to come and check us out and come meet and greet. We'll probably do it like, you know, a couple of days. So this way it gives people different, it's not just going to be one day, like maybe like Thursday evening, Saturday, Sunday or something. So this way, you know, people can come and see the space. Meet me, talk to me, any questions that they have. There's going to be giveaways and raffles and all of that fun stuff. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Thanks for appearing on the podcast.
Thank you so very much. This is great. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining me in this episode of Building Success Stories. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? I've got you covered. Visit my website, AnnDonnellySuccessStories.com, to access additional resources and sign up for my newsletter. And to work with me directly, visit AnnDonnelly.com to learn more about my services as a fractional COO and business consultant. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform and never miss an episode. Until next time, keep building your success story.